And with the sport this morning, here's Des Cahill.
Yeah, good morning to you, Rachel. We're going to start with last night's Champions League action, and the Brazilian star Neymar scored twice as Paris Saint-Germain beat Manchester United 3-1 at Old Trafford. Neymar put the French side ahead after 6 minutes. United did draw level through Marcus Rashford, but PSG grabbed the win when Marquinhos poked home a goal in the 69th minute and Neymar added the third goal in stoppage time. United's difficulties intensified when their midfielder Fred was sent off for a second yellow card with 20 minutes left. The group couldn't be tighter. Going into the last game, United, PSG and Red Bull Leipzig are all on 9 points each heading into the final match. Leipzig were 4-3 winners in Istanbul. This was the post-match reaction of United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
When you see the team sheets, you think there might be goals in this game because there's loads of attacking talent, and I don't think anyone were disappointed. Chances for both teams, and of course we, with a bit of more clinical finishing, we should have finished the game like midway in the second half, because I thought that period they were there for the taking. If Marquinhos had bigger studs on, he would have been offside. That's a marginal decision as well. So sometimes it's you can't really put your finger on what's the deciding factor. Today they were a lucky, not better team because they score. But I thought both teams played really well.
Elsewhere, striker Olivier Giroud scored 4 goals as Chelsea won 4-0 at Seville to secure top spot in their group with a match to spare. Dortmund and Lazio drew 1-1. Barcelona won 3-0 at Ferencvaros. Juventus striker Cristiano Ronaldo scored his 750th goal of a remarkable career in their 3-0 victory over Dynamo Kiev. And this was the game where Stephanie Frappard became the first female referee to take charge of a Champions League match. Now tonight, Dundalk are in action. Manager Filippo Giovanoli will pick the team for the game against Molde in Norway, despite Giovanoli being banned from acting as head coach of the game. He doesn't possess the relevant coaching qualifications. The club was issued with a €50,000 fine as a result of his shadow coaching in the early games of the group stages. So Shane Keegan will manage the sideline, and he's been talking about how Dundalk will approach tonight's game, given they have to play Shamrock Rovers in the FAI Cup final on Sunday evening.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a balancing act, Ari, that is for sure, and they are exactly the kind of conversations that we've had over the last couple of days. But I think we're absolutely capable of withdrawing a fella and replacing him with a fella arguably as good. Like, if you were, because he's sitting beside me, if you were taking Nathan off and putting on Daniel Kelly, or taking Daniel Kelly off and putting on Nathan, to me, you know, you're going from strong to strong there one way or another. I don't think you're really weakening your side in any way, shape or form. So I think we can make changes as the game progresses to try and keep players fresh, while also them potentially being the ideal change to make in terms of trying to get a result out of tomorrow night's game at the same time.
That's Shane Keegan. In rugby news, Andy Farrell will this afternoon name the Irish team to play Scotland on Saturday. It's expected that both Johnny Sexton and Robbie Henshaw will return as Ireland bid for third place in the Autumn Nations Cup. In Gaelic games, Owen Elliott of Antrim has been named as referee for the All-Ireland Senior Camogie final between Galway and Kilkenny on Saturday week. And racing action today is in Clonmel, and the first race is off at 12:30.
Des, thank you for that.